This is the Locked On Reds podcast, and boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to get to today. On Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. Go to the website right now, LockedOnReds.com, for every single podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. It's great to be with you on a Friday. It's great to be with you with the Reds streaking. It's three in a row. The Reds have won three straight games. They win yesterday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Scooter Gennett had three of the four RBIs in that game as the Reds win 4-1. Tyler Malley pitched well. And they got really solid pitching from the bullpen. And man, it was a late game, as tonight is as well, but it was fun. Floro pitched well out of the bullpen. Obviously Iglesias, which we kind of expect, but he pitched well and he got his fifth save of the season. But it wasn't really the news of the day for the Reds. And it's one of those things. I want to give them credit where credit's due because they did it. I mean, they did it. I sound really optimistic. But look, the Reds are going up against a beat-up Dodgers team. It's a good way to get things moving in the right direction. And they started out well yesterday. They didn't score early. Started scoring in the sixth inning when they had a two-run double by Scooter Gennett with two outs, by the way. Billy Hamilton followed that up with a RBI triple, and he did that with two outs as well in the seventh inning, and then Scooter Gennett followed that up with a home run. All in all, four runs, nine hits, one error for the Reds. That was Joey Votto. One run, four hits, one error for the Dodgers, and the Reds pick up win number 11 on the year. Now, with that, I will get to tonight in just a few minutes, but let's get to the news of the day because the Reds, well, they made a move, a significant move, and this came down from the Reds at, about 4:45 or so Eastern time, excuse me, yesterday. They promoted Nick Kral to Reds general manager. Dick Williams will remain with the staff. He's going to be the president of baseball operations only moving forward. Nick Kral now the general manager. And the initial reaction to this and people like Jim Bowden reacted to this. Most of Major League Baseball or most Major League Baseball organizations are set up this way. They have a GM and a president of baseball ops because there's just so much to oversee and do. And the only thing that I thought was kind of weird about this was the timing. Think about it. It is May 11th. We're talking about a team that has a new GM, that has a new manager, that's just all these things that have changed within 6 weeks. And I get it, I understand it, and I'm fine with it. I also think it could free up Dick Williams or vice versa in helping the managerial search for next season. With that being said, I just felt like the timing was a little weird. But let's get to it, because Dick Williams and Nick Kral, they held a conference call yesterday. And Nick has been with the organization for years and years and years, I think 15 total seasons. He's been the assistant general manager since November 2015. So it's not like he's not been around. It's not like he hasn't been here. He was, he was here from 2003 on. So he's been here since 2003. So let's get to a conference call. It's going to be a bunch of reporters, Nick Kral and Dick Williams. You're not going to hear my voice because this conference call was on during our 3-6 show. So I could only record it. I could not get in on it and ask questions. But it starts out with Dick Williams congratulating new Reds general manager, Nick Kral.
Congratulations to my friend and colleague, Nick, on more responsibility. He may thank me now, he may not later. But, this is just, we're going through a busy time here. And we are in the middle of a rebuilding project and process. And it's been, all hands on deck here. And, it's important that we focus on our operations, and we are doing everything we can to get the ship pointed in the right direction. I think we've had a really productive last couple of years on the rebuilding front to see it start to translate to the major league level. And I think this year, between all of the activity we're going to have around the major league team and all the activity we're going to have behind the scenes, it just made sense to transition to this sort of structure, which is becoming increasingly common around the league.
Nick, your thoughts about taking over?
I wouldn't say I'm taking over. I mean, it's a collaborative process with Dick still as the president of baseball ops, and I will just have more an increased responsibility in getting things done and working with all departments.
Hey, Nick, it's Mark. You obviously have been working a long time with the organization and kind of worked your way all the way up from what you did with Oakland and as an intern and everything like that. What does it mean to you to actually have this title now after all the work you've put in?
No question. It's very exciting. I've been here. This is my 16th year here. We've been through some ups and downs, and looking forward to getting back very shortly to the ups. I really love this organization. I love the people in this organization. And what we're doing now, I really believe that we're headed in the right track, and we should hopefully getting there sooner rather than later. But I'm really excited for the opportunity to take on more responsibility and do more.
Dick, this is John Fay. What does this mean to day-to-day operations? What changes, I guess, I'm asking?
Well, John, it's the same workload. There's a ton to do. We just want to be able to do more going into this summer. We've got a lot of projects, internal projects that we want to focus on. And given the amount of time that's going to take, I think it's important to have two people, empowered with the title of GM and president to be able to cover all the bases. So, our day-to-day work, we work as a group, not just Nick and I, but you can put Sam and Jeff and some of the other guys in there as well. We collaborate on just about everything, easy to pass the baton around here and get things done. But I do see an increase in workload this year with what we're trying to accomplish and the speed with which we want to accomplish it.
So Nick and Dick can take us through the process of acquiring Matt Harvey. You expect him to pitch in the Dodgers series. In what role and what are your expectations for his contribution to the team?
So from a timeline, he was designated for assignment, and he was a guy that, he's had success in the past. We looked at it as a guy that, that could either start or relieve for us. We expect him to report in the next couple days in Los Angeles, and then we'll have to determine where he is from a pitching standpoint, and then go from there. I think that he can serve multiple roles, but he's a guy with some upside that we wanted to acquire to bolster our pitching staff.
What's your status and your plan with Nick Senzel with his vertigo? What are you hearing, and what is the process for how you're going to treat that?
I don't want to misspeak on the medical treatment, so I'll leave that to the to the doctors. But I will say that we are being very cautious with Nick. He's had this before, and we feel like we've got a good treatment plan in place, and we do think it's realistic to expect to see him back on the field in fairly short order.
You don't have a specific timeline on that?
No, it's much more of a, he's treated, and then, when symptom-free, he'll be cleared for activity. We have reason to be optimistic about that.
And I like how that conference call ended, because you got some insight there on Nick Senzel. You got some insight on Matt Harvey. By the way, Matt Harvey will pitch tonight. He's starting for the Reds. The Senzel thing, at least Scooter Gennett hit yesterday. Like, if he's going to field poorly, at least he's got a hit. And you just wonder how bad this vertigo thing is with Nick Senzel. I hope they take it precautionary and just take it day by day. I don't want them to rush him or anything like that, and then he end up having to get shut down for an extended period of time if they can avoid it. So we'll see there with Nick Senzel. But, yeah, I thought that was worth your time. It's worth you the 5-6 minutes that it was to hear Nick Carl, to hear Dick Williams, and how things are going to be in the Reds organization. Let's get to tonight. And let's hear from Matt Harvey. We will do that on the other side. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Matt Harvey gets the ball tonight for the Cincinnati Reds, and it's going to be interesting. I thought they were going to bring him along slowly. The Reds opted to put Brandon Finnegan in AAA, which, okay, I get it. That's fine. That can happen. And it makes sense because you want him to be a starter. But when does Amir Garrett get his shot? That's the odd man out here. Like, Matt Harvey's getting his shot. Brandon Finnegan's got his shot. Cody Reed even got a shot. And, well, now what happens if Brandon Finnegan still struggles in AAA? What happens if Matt Harvey continues to struggle like he has over the past couple seasons? Then does Amir Garrett get his shot? That's the big question mark. But, yeah, Matt Harvey tonight starting for the Reds. And this is a tomorrow is a weird first pitch. Tonight is 10:10 Eastern first pitch. Tomorrow's 9:10, which is really weird. It's because the 6:10 start in L.A. But, yeah, it's going to be Matt Harvey, and it's going to be – he's got an interesting story, obviously, but he's going to go up against Kenta Maeda, who's 2-2 on the season. A tad over 4.02 ERA, has pitched 31 and a third innings on the year. Maeda's a pretty good pitcher. So it's going to be interesting to see this matchup. It's going to be interesting to see how Matt Harvey does. Harvey 0-2 on the year, comes in with a 7.0 ERA, and you just wonder. You just wonder with Matt Harvey. I thought that this was a very interesting interview. He caught up with Jim Day, Fox Sports Ohio, and here's Jim's conversation with new Reds starting pitcher Matt Harvey.
What was your first reaction when you found out about the trade?
Oh, I was very excited. I think I was a little more excited that I was able to come up here and meet the guys so close to where I was working out and doing all that stuff. But obviously I've spent some time in Cincinnati. I play with the Midland Redskins, so having some friends and some familiar places to go back to, it was pretty exciting. So
Jim Rickelman, the manager, said that he'll wipe the slate clean with you. He didn't care what happens in the past. It's only going forward. How refreshing is that for you?
Yeah, it's very nice. I think, as people would say, a fresh start, and a lot of people have been saying that. It's been definitely a positive, and I'm able to finally smile and just worry about baseball and get back on the 5-day rotation that I've done for my entire career, and I'm really excited about the opportunity with the Reds, and I'm going to do everything I can to help this team win and get back on track.
You went through a lot of experiences as a New York Met, a lot of things written about you on the field, off the field. How much have you learned about yourself through that experience, and what you can carry into your new life here in Cincinnati?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things. There's a lot of failures that I've had in the past, and a lot of success I've had in the past. So I think just being resilient and sticking with it and working on all you can off on the field and really just stick to the grind and work through it. I think I put so much pressure on all the success I've had in a Mets uniform to recently a lot of the failures, and it just kind of added up, and really mentally it was pretty hard. So I think having a new start, and I think it'll help kickstart my career again.
On the mound, you've dealt with a lot of injuries. Where do you stand on that? They talk about your velocity being down and maybe reinventing yourself as a pitcher. Going forward, what type of pitcher can you be now?
Well, I think, the problem I was having is in between starts, it was everything was right where I wanted it to be. And I think, some of the failures that I've had and troubles that I've had on the mound, mentally, that can kind of creep into your head. So I think, really just flushing that out and going out there and pitching and concentrating on getting hitters out is the biggest thing. I mean, it's pretty easy to say, but you actually have to go out and do it. So I'm excited to have a Reds uniform on and get a chance to do that.
That's Matt Harvey. Hopefully he will not only get a chance, but take his chance and run with it starting tonight for the Cincinnati Reds. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? Because if that happened and Matt Harvey was competent, Tyler Malley, I think we're all feeling pretty good about him. I think Luis Castillo's a guy that's coming around some and going to be really good for this team. Homer Bailey. Imagine if Homer Bailey ended up being the weak link. No, but in all seriousness, looking at what Harvey's done this year, he hasn't pitched for more than six innings. The game he went six innings, he allowed six runs. The games that his best game was his first outing. One hit, five innings pitched, April 3rd. The Mets won 2-0. So he picked up a win. Well, it didn't pick up a win, but they got the win. He directed them, set them up for success there. Didn't get a win. He's 0-2 on the year. Then after that, gave up four earned runs in five innings. After that, four earned runs in five innings. Six earned runs in six innings. One earned run in two innings. And that's when he moved to the bullpen after that against Atlanta. And then one earned run in two innings. And then one earned run in an inning. And then he was good. His last outing was April 29th. I take that back. He had an outing in May 3rd. On May 3rd, he pitched two innings and gave up five runs. So there you go. I mean, his ERA went from 0 to 3.6 to 4.8 to 6 to 5.8 to 6 to 5.7, now 7. Now to 7. So we'll see where he's at after today. I hope he pitches well. I just don't see it. I think they lose tonight. He has 20 strikeouts on the season, 9 walks, 27 total innings pitched. We'll see for Matt Harvey. Are you excited for his debut? Are you excited for his Reds debut? You could tweet me, at James Rapine. Also, at Locked On Reds. This has been a fun week of shows. It's been a crazy week. Who would have thought, not only would they have traded for Matt Harvey, but Devin Mesoraco wouldn't be in town. And they would have won 3 straight, and Dick Williams would no longer be the general manager. I mean, there's a lot there. There's a lot to unpack. We'll do it all Monday. Have a great weekend. Again, you can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. And until next time, thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.